The Bible tells us that sexual sin is in a different category than other kinds of sin. Its effects are very damaging. When two people are intimate, a bond is formed that's crucial in marriage and destructive outside of marriage. It's the one flesh relationship. At a deep level, that bond stays with those who enter into a physical union. Today, why God wants believers to live pure lives. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on what happens when the Spirit has His way. Turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 as Dr. Lutzer talks further about the gift of purity.
Now, for us to understand that, we have to go back to the book of Genesis, don't we? God created man, and then he created woman from the man. You know the story. God took femininity and separated it from masculinity, and then he implanted in the hearts of the woman and the man desires that are strong, relentless, and compelling to come back together in the relationship. Maybe we could call it the urge to merge. And God implanted that within the human heart. And so what God said, sexuality was birthed in holiness. God says, I want to represent to people the relationship between the Trinity, where you have diversity, but you also have unity, a oneness. And I'm going to use man and woman to do it. And so God says, there in the Garden of Eden, with all of the purity that one could imagine and all of the holiness, the beauty of the sexual relationship to bring about metaphysical oneness like unto the oneness in the Trinity. Same word is used, echad, used in the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, for the oneness of God. Now, sin messed all that up, terribly messed it up. But Paul says, even so, sin messed it up. When you have an intimate relationship with someone, even in the most casual basis, God unites you and you become one flesh with one another. Metaphysically and spiritually, the image of the other person is stamped onto your soul. Not just in a loving, caring marriage relationship, but even in what we call those casual sexual relationships. And Paul says, you become one. What he's saying is that sexuality creates a soul tie, a soul tie. And you become tied to the other person in a way that only God can create the tie. You see, this explains so much. And, in a couple of months, I hope to preach a series of messages on guarding your heart in a culture that is awash with technology. And I'll speak about this more. But have you ever wondered why it is that people are on Facebook today and they're trying to find their soulmates that they had in high school or they had in college? They're trying desperately because their own marriage isn't very happy and they don't know why. And so they think to themselves, if I just find this other person, oftentimes it is the first person with whom they had a relationship along the line, and they don't understand why there's this longing to recreate it and all of the fantasies about how wonderful it was, even though if they had married that person, they probably would have been divorced as well. But all that to say that they do it because of the bonding, the soul tie that takes place. This soul tie is so powerful that it can actually affect your sexual orientation. That's another story for another time. But do you understand now why, if somebody's promiscuous, why it is so difficult for them to commit to one relationship? Because they're tied to this person. They've been bonded. They've been bonded to that person. They've been bonded to that person. They've been bonded to that person. And now suddenly they're supposed to be bonded to one person forever. And of course, it's possible through the forgiveness and the grace of Christ. And I do believe that there is something like spiritual virginity, and I'll talk about that in just a few moments. But if you think, like a boy might say to his girlfriend, we'll just do it once, it'll be our secret. If you think that that's the end of it, you are entirely wrong. It may cause you to begin to find the real relationship. And you go from one relationship to another, because now that you're defiled, what difference does it make? And you're still longing for the one relationship that God wanted you to have, but now you can't have, because it has all been messed up because of the bonding of the sexual experience. But we're going to give you hope. If you think that this message is just a message of condemnation, you're wrong. I want you to see the issues that we're up against, and then I want you to see God's grace and God's restoration. That's where we're headed. Well, Paul says, first of all, you're joined to Christ. Are you going to take Jesus and have him become a part of your immorality as a Christian? Never. May it never be. Don't put Jesus through that. You love him, don't you? There's a second reason that Paul gives, and that relates directly to the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who baptizes us into Christ. But notice that the Spirit indwells us. He says, and now I'm in verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you? And you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. The Holy Spirit of God is within you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Wow. God's always wanted to dwell with his people. In the Old Testament, God dwelt with his people in the Shekinah glory, and there was the tabernacle, and then there was the temple, and the whole sacrificial system of the Old Testament was set up for the purpose of God being able to dwell with his people without being contaminated. That was the big problem, is how does God dwell with a sinful people when God is eminently pure and holy? And so it was set up to try to indicate that, and of course it did bring that about, because people in the Old Testament did have fellowship with God, etc. But in the New Testament, of course, we see it now more clearly that Jesus has come. And God says that rather than having a temple in Jerusalem, I now indwell all those who belong to me. And that's why the title of this series of messages is When the Spirit Has His Way, and then recapturing the wonder of God within us. In Greek, there are two words for temple. One is the general temple area, the whole complex, and that word happens to be hieron. When Jesus went into the temple, you know, and went up the stairs into the temple, that's the larger temple complex. But then there's another word. The other word is naos, which refers to the inner shrine. Now we're talking about the Holy of Holies. And the Apostle Paul is saying that if you're a believer in Jesus, you should know that your body is now the naos, the very temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is where God dwells. Imagine that. You're going to work tomorrow, and you're going to be on the L. God is within you. And when you're on the L, aren't you glad that he's within you? You're driving down the expressway, you're even gladder that God is within you. God dwells in you. I can't get over this. I'm just thinking now, I hadn't thought of this earlier, but the passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 where it says, as God hath said, I will dwell with them and they shall be my people and I shall be their God. Don't you love it, the fact that God is with his people and even indwells his people? So Paul says, you're living an impure life. You're sitting there watching pornography, and Jesus has to watch it with you because he's a part of it, right? I mean, he's there, the Spirit is within you. Don't you see that you have to live a different kind of life because the Holy Spirit of God lives within you? And James says, and who of us cannot identify with this? I certainly identify with this. He says, the flesh lusts against the Spirit. The flesh wars against the Spirit. The Spirit wars against the flesh. And therefore, you can't do what you want to do, can you? Or can I? No, we can't. And the conflict is there because the Spirit directs us towards purity and the flesh directs us towards impurity. And we have all found the battle within us to be strong and unrelenting. It is there for us. But think of it. The Holy Spirit of God dwelling within us, we are his temple. Obviously, we should live differently, shouldn't we? And so the Apostle Paul says, the Spirit of God, now I'm back in James, envies us in the sense that he desires for us. That's a better way for me to phrase it. He desires for us to be set apart to God. Well, my friend, in this series of messages, When the Spirit Has His Way, an incredible series of messages to clarify the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. But in this series, perhaps the most important message is the one that you have just heard a part of, and that is the gift of purity. It's very important that you listen to the entire message, in fact, the entire series of messages. That's why we are making them available, and at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how they can be yours. But my friend, today, in a world of impurity, let us keep in mind that the Holy Spirit of God is indeed the Holy Spirit. And as I mentioned, we grieve the Spirit by our actions when our actions are decidedly and sometimes very deliberately unholy. I want to thank all those of you who listen, those of you who pray for us, those who support our ministry. We are deeply grateful, and it's because of you that we can make a difference in this society. If you've been listening today and you'd like to be able to connect with us, perhaps ask a question or make a comment or let us know what Running to Win means to you, I'm going to give you our email address. The email address is media@moodychurch.org. I'll give it to you again in just a second, but thanks in advance for connecting with us. That's media@moodychurch.org. And if you tune in next time, it will be a continuation of the message that you have just heard, the gift of purity. My, how we need it. But the Holy Spirit of God is among us to teach us and to give us the victory that we desire. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Gift of Purity, another message on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Tomorrow, why we must flee any situation that might tempt us to defile our bodies, the temples of the Holy Spirit. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.